If I had an hour to solve a problem and my life depended on the solution, I would spend the first 55 minutes determining the proper question to ask. For once I know the proper question, I could solve the problem in less than 5 minutes. Albert Einstein. The ability to effectively utilize questions in teaching and learning is essential. Maximizing the power of questions requires thoughtful analysis, careful selection, and planning. Bloom's Taxonomy is a great tool for developing questions as it examines questioning at 6 levels of cognitive processing. This allows the facilitator to evaluate and build on the learner's current knowledge. In categorizing questions, Bloom indicates that there is a progression from lower order to higher level questioning, each level building on the other like a pyramid. From the lower level up, Bloom's questions are ones of knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. As mentioned before, knowledge questions are used by educators up to 90% of the time. They require that the learner draw upon their ability to memorize, recall, and recognize. These are lower-level questions and tend to be factual, closed-ended, convergent, and test recall. Some verbs that may be used are who, what, where, when, why, describe, define, select, and choose. Example knowledge question stems include what happened when, who claimed to, what did. On the level of comprehension questions, the learner is expected to either make interpretations, state what they know in their own words, organize and present what they have learned, translate from one form to another, or extrapolate. Verbs that can be utilized for comprehension include explain, interpret, outline, discuss, distinguish, predict, restate, translate, compare, and describe. Question stems include, can you write in your own words? Can you write a brief outline? What do you think could happen next? And who was the key character? Regarding application level questions, learners are asked to use or apply their learning. This could be done by having them produce something concrete, by asking them to solve a problem, or by letting them explain how they can apply what they have learned and where it would be relevant. Bloom indicates application question stems ask how something is an example, how is something related to, and why is something significant. With analysis questions, learners are expected to break down information into parts and examine the relationship between them. Sample verbs to use are examine, classify, compare, contrast, and distinguish. Analysis question stems are ones that ask the learner to compare, outline, or distinguish items. Synthesis questions require that the learner take elements from what they have learned and combine them in a new way, such as in solving a problem. Verbs to include are create, develop, design, plan, solve, and propose. Sample synthesis question stems include how would you solve? How would you create? Propose a solution to, plan, and design. Now, at the highest level, evaluation questions ask the learners to make a judgment or evaluate something. They can be asked to judge, choose, justify, appraise, rate, assess, or defend. These questions usually involve making value decisions and developing one's own opinion. Evaluation question stems are, what do you think about? What is most important? How would you decide about? As you can see, Bloom's Taxonomy is a great tool for developing questions. Now that you have learned about types of questions and Bloom's taxonomy, it is time to apply what you have heard into practice. Please press the black button and choose the activity tab.